News Connection. We're going to turn now to Peter Morici. He is a professor of international business at the University of Maryland, a senior fellow at the Economic Strategy Institute in Washington, D.C. Now, Professor, we know that the government plan is to rescue banks from bad debts. Let's just sort of break down. We know that we're still waiting for details on this, but so many questions come to mind. First of all, how do you put a value on bad debts?
Well, you don't. What you do is you essentially take them off the books of the banks and you work them out yourself. You offer the bank something that is an estimate of what you think you can work them out for. When you do a foreclosure, you have some sense of what you're going to get for the properties. You basically take the market value, subtract 20-25%, and you put in some administrative fees. As time goes on and you have a backlog of them, you're going to have additional carrying costs. You can build that in. During the days of the Resolution Trust Corporation in the savings and loan crisis, they were quite successful at doing that.
You're making me nostalgic already. Stop it.
Well, but the thing about it is there's two problems here. There's two problems here, and it kind of folds back to what your earlier, the man just before me on the air said.
Todd's
is that, first of all, housing prices have fallen much more this time than the last time. So somebody's got to take a much bigger hit. Either the banks take a big hit on their balance sheet or the federal government will have a lot more trouble getting its money back, unlike the days of the Resolution Trust. The second thing is that while this may be bicameral and bipartisan and all the rest, the price that you have to pay for this may be such that it gets very difficult. The other half of the bank problem is the practices that led them to do these things. The last time around, the banks were victims of deregulation and interest rate shifts. This time around, the banks are victims of their own greed and misbehavior. And nothing has been said yet about changing the incentive structures on Wall Street that give rise to this mess. And there's a good reason for that. The Democrats want a stimulus package, but they also want their campaign contributions from Wall Street. And those compensation packages are what fuels that. So they don't really want to regulate the banks too much. Obama says he does, but with the kind of campaign contributions he's harvesting on Wall Street and with his friendship with Schumer and Bob Rubin, you can rest assured this isn't going to be a get-tough president with Wall Street if he's elected. On the other hand, not to lay it all on the Dems, the Republicans with their free market ideology don't want to get involved in compensation structures, even though that is at the root of the problem because they don't want to regulate. So what you're liable to get here is a love fest where, you know, the Democrats get, you know, some more pork barrel. That's their stimulus package isn't cash for middle class people. That's a pork barrel program. And the Republicans get a hands off, even though they put up with the federal government theoretically buying assets. So I don't know that we're going to get a solution today as much as we're going to get yet another, a grander version of the AIG bailout.
Okay, now quickly, I just want to know your reaction to word that the SEC is going to try to put a stop or a temporary stop to short selling.
There are so few details about that, it's difficult to make out. And how do they pick sectors? My feeling is they have to do something about naked shorts. That would be a good way of curtailing it without shutting it completely down. The hedge fund managers are going nuts about this. I really don't care that they're going nuts. Those guys cause more disruption, you know, than a riot on Wall Street. I mean, they are really a problem. And so my feeling is if they did something about shorts, about naked shorts, that would help a lot.
Well, in fact, we have a quote from Alan Greenspan here where he says, well, you'll listen to what he says about short selling.
If you only have those with investments in a particular company and those who are sympathetic to it, you will get distortions which will ultimately create far more problems than allowing short sellers in, which improves the liquidity of the system.
Now, that is Alan Greenspan on ABC's This Week. He's basically saying, hey, short selling isn't so bad, depends on how it's done.
Well, I just said that, too. What I'm suggesting is if we're going to have a temporary ban, it should be on naked shorts. I'm not in favor of abolishing short selling forever. Not at all. Also, you got to remember that he told us all these derivatives and credit default swaps were stabilizing influences in the financial system several years ago. Alan can be wrong.
Okay. Now, and of course, we don't think you ever can be, but we have
I didn't
to
say
go.
That.
No,
I
know.
But, you know, whenever somebody says something that violates Alan, it's a special opportunity to explain why do you not agree with Scripture?
Okay. All right. Scripture closed down. Peter Morici, one of our favorite economist talkers.